In this week's episode, we are going to space. We discuss dirty alien assholes. We guess the order of the planets. We give a synopsis of Star Wars. We figure out how aliens are taking over our bodies. And I finally explain my fear of big block letters. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
I'ma let you finish.
You look. Doesn't that sound like you're going to space? It's like
you look like a little ET.
Fuck off. Eat ass. Eat a dirty ass. That's what you deserve. Don't call me looking like ET.
You deserve to eat a dirty alien ass.
Oh my god. When was the last time you ate asshole like a dirty alien asshole?
The last.
When I say things like that, I think, wow, Ben J. Pierce's mom is listening. Hey, Mrs. Pierce.
Your face looks like a dirty alien ass.
Stop it. Ben's mom is listening. Good.
It's like puckered and squinchy.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Probably
what is
wearing
that?
Glasses.
What's that puckers? Like a drink?
Pucker? Apple pucker?
Yeah, it's like for white girls in college like that want to get fucked up, but so they just drink.
I think it's for anybody in college who wants to get fucked up on a budget.
So you. No. I was on that Four Loko before Four Loko was legal.
I was like 30 when Four Loko came out.
Well, you were 34 Loko. 34 Waste Loko.
What?
30 floor waste.
So Tyler.
30 floor wasted.
What are
on
we
the floor?
Talking?
Wasted. 30. You were 30. You were flirty. And you were flirty.
30 floor.
What? Did you like Four Loko? Now, you guys,
I love that
you,
grape Four Loko.
When I was in college, there was a thing called Four Loko. And I don't know if it's still around. And if it is, they definitely changed it because there were laws passing because it was getting kids too fucked up too quick. You would have a half a sip and it would like, bam, done. You were out. And they came out and everyone was drinking it. It's like this big, huge can. We called it Quattro Crazy because it was Four Loko. But you would get the grape flavor for like $3. You know, we were on a budget. And it was like taking 6 shots at once. And then you were gone. People died.
I blacked out on how dumb whatever you were saying was.
You were Four Loko. Oh,
I literally blacked out.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I know like, you I love like, a grape flavor. Oh my God. Can we talk about recently you got into grape cotton candy shit? What the fuck's that?
So, wait, apparently these have been around for a while.
Talk to me.
But have you ever had a cotton candy grape?
You know I don't like cotton candy.
I didn't know that about you.
I don't like sticky.
Then why did you spend a whole year of your life dyeing your hair fucking cotton candy colors?
Drag me accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah, why?
I don't know.
You know what those grapes were? What? Out of this world.
Oh, my God.
Just like this whole episode. Guys. We were trying to do an episode dedicated to space.
So Corey and I have had this
Tyler
concept
won't shut up his
of
face.
The space episode for a long, long time. It's kind of been this thing of every time we would drive to the studio, we'd be like, is today the space episode?
You know why I wanted to talk about the space episode?
Why?
So we can talk about the iconic Katy Perry E.T. video.
Mm. Ba-ba!
So, hypnotizing.
Okay.
Oh my God, I got that sick flow.
Do you think Katy and Kanye met before they did that song?
No, and I think she won a VMA for it and didn't even let him come up on stage with her.
God, and as she shouldn't.
I mean, would have you?
No.
You don't share a spotlight.
At the last VMAs, Kanye was taking a nap in the audience. Did you see that?
You know I don't want to watch anything Kanye related.
Why do you hate Kanye?
Let me count the ways.
I think he's kind of got a dad bod.
I did think he had a little bit of dad bod the last
time
I saw him.
I feel like I would hook up with Kanye West.
Would you fuck him in space?
Yes. Especially in space.
You what?
Yes. With some cotton candy.
Grapes?
Yeah.
So there are these grapes that taste just like cotton candy.
How do they do that? Do they put,
it's like,
you know,
science.
Is it like how you put a gummy bear in vodka and it soaks up the vodka and then it's a shot?
Somebody's got a little needle syringe.
That's what I imagined.
And inject the grape with a little cotton candy flavor.
Well, I don't know how that is.
And tastes like a fruit.
Do you get, when you go to a street fair, what do you get? Cotton candy?
No. Oh, at a street
nobody
fair?
Gets. Well, like, I want to meet a person who's like, I crave cotton
I'd get
candy.
An elephant ear, and I want that like apple
Explain
stuff on
Explain what an
it.
Elephant ear is.
Elephant ear is like a big old cinnamon candy thinga.
I get a hot dog.
It's a pastry.
I like my meat.
No. So you know the Jackson County Fair?
Yes. That's where Kelly Clarkson started it all.
No. I saw Destiny's Child there.
People think American Idol was her start. She only really took off at the Jackson County Fair.
Really?
My sister saw Britney Spears there. She got that one gay dancer to sign her poster. I'm not using gay as an insult. He was really gay.
I know exactly. The
sad thing who I'm talking about? Every, you know which one I'm talking about. He was in the Sometimes music video.
He was in the baby video, too.
Anyway.
So would you go to space with Lady Gaga in that pod she arrived at the Grammys with? Or was that a VMA?
It was the egg.
It was a pod.
It was her first performance of Born This Way.
What award show?
It was the Grammys because it was in May.
Oh.
Anyway. Or maybe June, perhaps.
Your memory.
I know it was
so
in the summer. I know
bad.
It wasn't the fall because it was when Born This Way came out. It was the first. Anyway.
Would you get in that pod?
Yes.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Let's get serious.
Who the fuck doesn't?
I don't know
if you're a listener that doesn't believe in aliens, firstly, you are so self-absorbed.
Would you go to space?
Yes. I called my mom recently just to fuck with her. I said, Mom, I got
I'm
some
going
big news.
To space.
I got some big news. I have been chosen to go to space. And she goes, oh, what? She was annoyed.
I would never go to space.
My dad goes, because I did the same skit with him. Oh my. He goes,
so you've got this really good joke.
I was very busy. That day I was just calling all my family and telling them I was going to space. My dad was like, that's when he's exasperated. He goes, because he was like,
I wouldn't go to space. That gives me
anxiety.
No,
my dad was like, well, you're going to die.
That's what I told you.
But think of that Wikipedia line.
Tyler Oakley, first gay to die in space.
Oh, my God.
With
no.
Fucking cotton
you don't
candy,
think there's
hair,
gay aliens?
Grapes.
You don't think there's gay aliens? Gay aliens?
Don't gender my aliens.
Okay, well, first.
Hashtag, don't gender my aliens.
I want to fuck a Galian.
hashtag
when
bye.
I go to space, I'm a fuck the first Galian. Bitch, give me that. I want to do Bachelor in Space with fucking Galians. Jabba the Hutt. Eat my Jabba the Hutt.
You're gonna
asshole.
Be a Jabba the Slut.
I'm
for
a
him.
Jabba the yes. Don't Jabba the Slut shame me.
You gonna get Jabba the cut from the Bachelor?
Jabba the Uncut. Oh my God! Han,
I think
I'm
you
gonna
meant
do a
buy
Han,
ET on iTunes.
I'm gonna do a Han,
the song, not the movie.
I'm gonna do a Han Solo scene.
You're gonna give
a solo scene.
You're gonna.
Jeez. I'm going to be a cocky boy.
Alien. Gay alien.
Yeah.
What do you think gay aliens are like?
I don't. I bet.
Do
I
you
bet,
think they
I
have
bet,
lisps?
No. You know what? Don't.
Do you think they love Katy Perry?
In an alternate universe where the aliens are gay, I bet they're so into fucking. What's the straight thing?
Chest bumping.
Oh my God. In an alternate universe where the aliens are gay, they're into chest bumping. I bet they fucking love.
I bet they also
reproduce.
Like, I bet they also like chess, the game.
Yeah.
It's all
yeah.
about strategy.
What about the musical? Do you know the musical?
No.
Chess? Yeah, it's a musical. Oh, I don't like it.
Sing a little vibe from it. I hate.
No, I'm really singing. What's that song?
E.T.
No.
Alix.
Because I always say it reminds me of
So what's space. Your favorite constellation?
Oh, my God. Fucking. Oh, my God. When I was in constellation class in college.
It's called astronomy.
Whatever. I almost failed because I thought we were just going to go look at stars. There we were doing math.
Right. I remember I had that class and they were like, go outside at 7 in the morning and draw a picture of where the moon is on the sun on the horizon.
Okay, well, we took a different class.
I had to go
and we had to be in groups. And my group was a whole bunch of potheads thinking, wow, I'm about to go sleep in class looking at stars. Mm. And you know what one I like?
Orion, because you want to see what's below that belt. I bet.
Why do you have to sexualize everything?
Because you said you want to sleep with a Galian.
I want to fuck a Galian. I do. Hey, listen.
Are you going to top or bottom? Or maybe aliens don't even have that.
Oh, my God. Maybe they don't even ascribe.
Maybe it's all about just like their fingers touch.
Oh, my God.
Would you dock an alien?
Oh, my God.
And by that, I mean, would you like take your ship up to his star.
Do you guys know what docking is? I gotta go.
Tyler, so tell me,
do
why?
You know what sounding is? Safe and sound in an
why
alien?
Are you afraid of huge block letters in space?
Oh my God. Corey, don't. This is. I don't think I've ever talked about this.
No.
I just saw that that's a talking point.
Why are you afraid of huge block letters in
Corey
space?
Corey and I were talking
which
about.
Which letter are you most afraid of?
How did this come up in our
big
original.
Old C?
Stop it. Stop it. How did this originally come up when you first found out that I was afraid of block
are
letters?
Are they block letters or like bubble letters?
Block. So.
Tyler has an irrational fear of huge block letters in space. And I'm laughing because it's true.
There's the only thing that used to cause me severe anxiety growing up
is big block letters in space.
I used to be no, well, there were a couple things. You guys know that I had a fear of E.T. because I had this recurring dream of E.T. making me drink my own pee. Then, you ever see the movie Tremors?
Yo, I love Tremors.
Oh, my God. It freaked me out.
Oh, my God. My brothers and I would play this game where we'd, like, jump from couch to couch.
I couldn't touch the carpet.
And you would, Tremors going to get you.
For at least 3 years
of
my life.
Tremors. There's three of them.
It's probably, honestly, when I was growing up, my parents told me, why would you always pick your nose and put the boogers on the wall? Well, because I couldn't get up in the middle of the night because it was so dark and I thought a tremor was going to get me. Tremors were these huge worms,
that's
snakes.
Like, and if you're thinking huge, and think bigger.
Bigger, 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 bigger,
think
bigger.
Like as big as a semi-truck.
Bigger, bigger, bigger than that.
Oh my God, so, I want to go
and
watch Tremors
and
now.
And so I couldn't get out of bed at night because I thought a tremor was going to get me. So
well, you're dumb.
And
if a tremor wanted you, he would get it through your bed.
Whatever.
Even if you're on that top bunk.
Yes, I was on the bottom bunk. Oh. I was on the top bunk. Anyway, so I couldn't go blow my stuffed nose in the middle of the night. So
why
I would,
were you always so stuffy?
So
get a humidifier.
I was exposed when we rearranged my room. And they moved my bed, and there was a full line of boogers all on the wall.
A booger wall.
A booger wall, if you will.
So back to the block letters.
So, speaking of thinking bigger, with the tremors, you have to think what you think of a big snake, think bigger.
Don't think of like a worm in the shape of an anaconda.
So,
think of an anaconda in the shape of a semi-truck.
Whoa, 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 you just blew me. Mind. Blew me mind!
Hashtag blew me mind.
Oh, you blew me mind! No, okay, so things that freaked me out. E.T., tremors, and big block letters. I
like,
don't know how to
explain.
Are
they spelling words, or is it just a letter?
I don't know how to explain this fear to you. But at one point in my life, I thought about how
space is just
space
endless.
Space is huge. And then think of the, like, you know how maybe you can fit a million of our Earth into the sun? That's a big sun. So then think of even a bigger thing. Bigger, 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 bigger. Think of a big block letter in space. And I used to think about and sometimes
what kind of font?
Helvetica, maybe. Perhaps at times.
Now, is the letter white? Is it black?
It's serif, at least. I don't know what I never thought about the color, but sometimes it would I don't know why I would do it, but I would think of big block letters, the biggest block letter you could possibly think of, and it would make my heart tremor a little bit.
Or like the tremors.
Not like a tremor. It would make my heart flutter. As to how stressed out it would make me about thinking about how big a big block letter would be in space.
I think I would just climb
it
on
would
that.
Stress me out so much that I would get to the point of almost freaking out, almost like an anxiety issue.
Yeah.
And I would sometimes do that at night.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Did you ever have those glow in the dark star stickers on the roof of your?
Yeah. So when my parents got divorced, they were my dad was like trying to make his new house like a fun atmosphere. We would get pierogies sometimes, and you know,
would you get pierogies?
Pierogies. You know what a pierogi is?
I mean, I want a like calzone.
No. We would get a pierogi, a potato filled ravioli. If you
so,
will.
He'd get you a pierogi and he'd get you those glow in the dark constellation.
My dad's
stars.
Idea of fun. Was CCD, pierogies, and we had a house on the highway. You literally turned into the driveway from the highway, and we had earwigs. back to the subject. And we had stars on the ceiling that glowed in
Did
the dark.
Did you have to share a room?
Glowed? Glue in the dark?
They are glow-in-the-dark stickers.
How did they glow? Past tense.
Oh, they got that good glow.
They got that glue.
Do you need to call Glozell and ask her if it's glowed or glued?
Mm-mm.
So did you share a room with any of your other siblings?
No. But I did have a big crayon bank.
Piggy bank.
Yeah. And I had a Pog Maker. And I had a subscription to Nickelodeon Magazine.
Brag alert.
Listen.
All I
My dad was trying to make me choose him for custody, so he had to pull out all the stops.
I had.
Starting with the earwigs.
I had those glow-in-the-dark stars. I remember we thought we were so cool.
Yeah, well, you weren't.
I would just lay there and be like, oh.
I helped paint my room a deep navy.
Really?
Rihanna navy.
And then you did the stars?
And then we put up those
stars. The walls were navy?
Yes.
Oh, my mom always made us have white walls.
No.
She ever let me do was pick out this blue carpet, and it had a little bit of periwinkle
in
it.
I had hunter green carpet.
And navy blue walls.
And navy blue walls.
That does remind that I would guess that you lived in Michigan.
It was like I was...
I had a
no,
red...
No, it was like a grass, and it was a dark night sky. And we had this back... Okay, can I tell you a story? We had this... neighbor boy. I think his name was Jason. He was hot. And he was on the football team.
Was he a Galian?
He was not a Galian, unfortunately.
Would you drink his pee?
I probably would have. I was so into him. We would play in my backyard and like pretend in our like woods area. Anyway.
You would play pretend.
And
in
sometimes he would
area.
Go pee and I would be like, oh my God, Jason. No. So it was, I remember one distinct fall. He was preparing for – he wanted to try out for the football team. And he was like, you have to train me. And I was like, okay. And so tubby old me with a parted down bowl cut, avoiding earwigs and eating pierogies, was sitting on my back porch telling him to run laps. And I'd be like, okay, now do – give me 10 push-ups, big boy. But
wow.
Did
he make the football team?
And he made the team. I was his, like, trainer, if you will.
That's like
it was kind of borderline fantasy.
It's like very homoerotic.
I was living.
Was he wearing a jockstrap?
He would wear no jockstrap. Well, I don't know. He would wear his shoulder pads, which I think led to a lot of
fantasies. Yeah, you love a good shoulder pad and a '80s jacket. Yeah.
If you were to go to space, what would you take with you?
Well, if I were to go to space, what would I take with me? Everything.
Oh my God!
I would get a big old rocket ship. I would never go to space. I've changed my mind 3 times.
I would really want to go to space.
I used to think when I was little that the dryer was like a secret spaceship.
You're a fucking idiot.
And like,
I wonder what it's like to be so fucking dumb.
Wow. That's rude. I bet I'm not the only one who thought that. Like if they were ever like, oh my God, Earth is ending. Everyone get in the dryer.
You know what? I would like a Galian to be my Balian. Like my bae. Got it. Went there. One's Slalian.
I was just going to say Slalian.
Mm-hmm. That would make my Dalian.
J.C. Kalian?
No. Oh, my God. Corey, have you ever seen Spaceballs?
Yeah. I asked you this question on the way here.
I had, yeah.
But have you seen it?
Yeah. What is it about? I loved Star Wars, but honestly, that's one of those movies where I've seen it. I've seen all those movies, like maybe 2 or 3 times each, those Star Wars movies. No clue.
Spaceballs
really
is a knockoff.
I have no clue what the plot of Star Wars is.
Instead of Jabba the Hutt, it's got Pizza the Hutt.
I know that at the end of the day, Luke is trying to save people, I guess. But really, the complexities of who's on whose side, I don't really get. I don't really get. Why anything's really happening, or who, what's like, why that guy, Zaldo Calrissian, I would kill for a calzone. Oh my God, Zando Calrissian,
Lando
Calrissian. Yeah, why he's in space kidnapping people? Let me tell you the plot of Star Wars. First, you got Luke. She's all like, and she fucks his sister. And so
is this I don't know anything about Star Wars.
And so Luke was with the man with his hood up, and that guy used to in the prequel / that came afterward. They did it out of order.
Wait.
They was friends with the guy and he lost his hand in a burning lava fire in one spaceship.
First question.
Yes.
Do you think Chewbacca ever fucked an Ewok?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Fuck Chewbacca
again?
Or an Ewok?
Both. Yes.
Wow.
Jizz. No. So I think they're making a Chewbacca and Harrison Ford spinoff.
So how mad were you when Pluto got taken away from
being a planet? I'm not done with my synopsis.
Oh.
So.
Did you ever see Space Jam?
Darth Maul was able to make a big lightsaber with a double side. So he was one of the Sith Lords. And then they were all in the big arena. It was very Beyonce, Britney, Pink, Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, gladiators.
And they were kind of, they had to fight big space alien
Have
monsters.
You talked about Yoda yet?
So there was Yoda.
Can you talk like Yoda?
Yoda?
Let's finish this episode talking
Yoda.
Yoda
Swamp was in a.
Swamp and a Yoda tackle.
Yoda. Let me tell you about Yoda. What? When we were live in my growing up house.
You kind of look like Yoda.
Hey, before you
Yoda,
keep saying
Yoda
that.
Yoda look like a Yoda.
In my house growing up. My
Which house? The one with earwigs or the other one?
The other one. We had pillars in the front yard where during Christmas time we
were. Oh, where you were rich. We put, you had rich old
it
rich
It was
pillars.
A very Grecian house, if you will. Grecian.
So
no, get, we had pillars where during Christmas time my mom would wrap ribbons around and it would look like a candy cane.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck yeah, bitch.
What does that have to do with Yoda?
And we would make during Halloween. I guess my parents loved decorating the house for holidays because Halloween we would make tombstones, and I think mine said R.L. Stein.
I would love a tombstone pizza.
Samesies. Anyway, so my brother he lived in like a shed underneath the house or something.
And then that's called a basement if it's under the house.
It was like a shed. Because you could only enter it from the backyard.
Sometimes when your family – I know some of your family members listen to the podcast. I always wonder what they're thinking when you just make up stories.
Ted
like
had
this.
A Yoda – I'm bringing
yep,
it back.
Yep.
Ted had a Yoda figurine.
Is Ted the one that listens?
No.
Okay.
Ted has no clue what's happening.
Okay, got it.
He had a Yoda figurine stapled or perhaps screwed in to the wall. That's all.
A figurine or a stuffed animal?
A figurine. I think it was perhaps a Burger King toy.
So, when I was little, once I said I was into aliens, and then, you know, when you tell your parents you're into something and then they only buy you that stuff,
yeah.
I had an alien choker necklace.
No! No, yeah. I wish it were too tight and you wouldn't be with us.
I collected so many alien stuff. I had Marvin the Martian alarm clocks. He was my favorite Looney Tune. Marvin the Martian.
Yeah, I know her.
I had a loud-ass Marvin the Martian alarm clock.
Thoughts about bugs in space.
That's how he met Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. So, Space Jam, the kids don't even know.
Yeah.
The kids don't.
There's one of those bars in East Lansing where we went to college on the wall. It said, if you think about it, Space Jam's just a biography of Michael Jordan's life until the aliens show up. They're going to make a new Space Jam with LeBron James.
It's a hard pass from me.
So let's do this super easy basic astronomy question.
Fuck yes!
All right. You need to put the planets in order.
Got it.
Go. I'm not giving you options. You just got to
Mars. Venus. Neptune. I'm just saying them in order of the way Gaga says it in the song Venus.
You already missed question number
Jupiter!
One. You missed question number one.
Oh, well then, give me a hint.
Well, it doesn't start with Mars.
Okay, definitely the sun.
Okay, and now what's the first planet after that? Are you so serious right now?
There's a thing.
Yeah.
What's the thing?
A mnemonic device.
A mnemonic device.
Yes.
And it's my grandma always gets a pancake.
Yep.
Or something. What is it? Something like that, right?
My eager mother just ordered us 9 pizzas.
Wow, she remembered. Well, 9 what? Now that pizza's not a pizza.
9. ..
Mars. Well, Venus. Wait, what? Neptune.
I told
you. Jupiter.
Okay, so you didn't get this one.
Venus.
Okay.
Wait, so what is
Mercury's the first
Mercury!
Well, you got it wrong.
Venus, so Earth, Mars, Neptune, Jupiter.
It's
Neptune again?
Oh,
are there and then
so
Pluto.
Which planet's bigger? Neptune
and then
or Uranus?
The rocky circle.
Do you say
circle.
Uranus or Uranus?
What's the rocky circle called?
Milky Way.
Nope.
Jupiter's rings?
No. Maybe it is the Milky Way. Rocky circle of rocks.
The Milky Way.
It separates the inner planets from the outer planets.
You're so good at this. Which planet?
Rocky.
Which planet's bigger?
What's that? Let me Google. What is that rocky circle in space?
While you're Googling it.
If this doesn't bring it up, then I don't know what would.
While you're Googling it, please tell me which planet's bigger.
Solar system fun is the first result.
Neptune or Uranus?
Neptune.
Wrong.
Okay.
How many miles are in a light year?
At least seven, and that is a true answer because there are at least seven, so fuck off.
I'll give you choices. Okay. 6 billion, yeah. 9 billion, 6 trillion, 9 trillion.
6 trillion. Is it 6 trillion? Think of how big that number is. Does that not stress you out?
6 trillion.
That's
Oh my God, it was 6 trillion.
Yeah, well, bitch, because I'm a smart.
True or false, Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system.
True.
Good. What is the name of Earth's moon?
Moon.
That's a choice.
Moon.
That's right. It's just moon.
Yeah, bitch.
What planet's smaller, Earth or Venus?
Earth.
I knew that was wrong. You
Venus.
How far is Earth from the sun?
At least 7 miles.
29 million miles, 66 million, 93 million, or 142 million?
Dude. I'm going to go with C, final answer.
93 million?
Okay.
That's correct.
I
thought you were going to say 66 because, like, isn't that your lucky number?
63, you fucking idiot.
Mercury is the hottest planet.
Mercury, Venus,
True or false?
That's how Gaga sings it.
True or false?
What?
Mercury is the hottest planet.
Obviously, because it's the closest to the sun.
Wrong.
Eat my ass.
Venus is actually the hottest.
Venus.
Which is not a type
of... Wait, Venus is the hottest?
Yeah, Venus.
How'd she do it?
That's why she says, because it's so hot. That's when I bite into a hot dog and it's too hot, I go,
Venus. If you could take a rocket...
Yep.
To the planet.
Yes.
Would you take rocket number 9?
Rocket number 9, take off.
To the planet.
Wait, if you think about it, she sings that opening line a little bit like Yoda would.
Number nine,
that's literally
take off
how Yoda would say it. That's how Yoda would say it.
To the planet.
Which is not a type of star.
Venus.
White giant, neutron star, red supergiant, yellow dwarf.
Dwarf. Yellow dwarf. Oh, no. Yes, a dwarf. I'm going to go with B.
Neutron star.
Yeah, that neutron.
You're wrong. A white giant.
Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Sometimes when my hair is so tall, I feel very Jimmy Neutron.
So what do you think Cassiopeia looks like? Cassiopeia. Like a cross, like a W, or like a fucking archer?
Archer.
Well, you're wrong. It's the W. Mm. Which star is the brightest?
Mm. Oh, definitely the North Star.
Is it Sirius, Regulus, Capella, or Betelgeuse?
Let's get Sirius.
Yeah.
That's Sirius.
Like, correct.
XM.
Also known as a dog star. That's what I call you because you're as cute as a dog.
Okay. Sure.
Have you ever had your gibbous waning?
Well, once in fourth grade.
Define a meteor. I'm not giving you a choice.
Oh, my God. So there she was. Okay. A big old rock in the sky. Somebody had hit it. Perhaps a Galian. They were playing some type of sport. And because in that alternate universe... Galians are very athletic, sporty. So she had hit it, and then bam, meteor.
Nope, you're wrong. It's actually a light phenomenon, which results when a meteor.
Did you ever see Phenomenon? Did you ever see Phenomenon?
With. Is that the one with Tom Hanks? No, John Travolta?
No. Oh my God, if it were, you know my mom's all about it.
I think John Travolta is in Phenomenon.
Do you think John Travolta is an alien? Who on this earth do you think is an alien? Go.
In fact, John Travolta is in Phenomenon.
Irregardless.
We're not done. You need one
Who
more question.
Who on earth is an alien? Tilda Swinton? Too easy. She was sent by the aliens human to distract us from the aliens.
Did you see Men in Black 4?
There's 4?
I don't know. What was the recent one?
Men in Black. Did you ever see Wild Wild West?
Do you think I know the rap to that.
Okay, didn't ask.
Wild Wild West, no, okay. Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada.
We don't have the rights.
None of this. Six Gun in this. Brother running this.
You know in the scene when the scientist is running through the field in that fucking neck
His name's
slicer?
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. No.
Chris Klein.
Anyway, the neck slicer about to chop off his neck. That freaked me out. That was one of my fears growing up. So, waking up with a neck brace.
Sliced off.
No, waking up with a neck brace and knowing that a neck slicer was doing anything to come chop off my neck.
Do you think...
Chop off my neck?
That the people think this episode is out of this world?
There's only one way to find out. If you do, leave us a review on iTunes. Tell us how out of this world this episode was. iTunes.com/psychobabble. All you gotta do is give it 5 stars and a review.
Oh, 5 stars. Can you name
stars? Name 5 stars. Ursa Major. E.T.
Oh, now suddenly.
John Travolta.
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
And the Galien.
I was gonna say Garfield, but Galien is very close. Garfield is a Galien. Wait, isn't Garfield an alien?
He does love lasagna.
That was definitely Gonzo's my favorite alien.
Was he an alien?
He's a chicken in space.
No, he loved.
He was
chickens.
Raised by chickens.
Do you think Gonzo loves chickens for a reason?
Gonzo's an alien.
Is Gonzo an alien?
Alien.
Would you blow his nose?
Gonzo's. Gonzo's in space.
Would you blow Gonzo's nose?
Again?
Like if it was stuffy.
Would you suck Gonzo's nose like a big dick?
So, what?
Would you fuck Gonzo again?
His nose since... or him?
Would you, you would can't... you bottom for Gonzo's nose?
Again? Well, yeah, you my know favorite... I've got a thing for Muppets.
My favorite Muppet is Animal.
Are you going to tease his animal?
We got to go. Corey, how can people find you?
I don't know if it's time to go yet.
How can the people find you?
They just look up at the stars.
Oh, my God. Star
Crazy.
Okay, if you guys haven't seen Chris Crocker's video, what's it called? Is it called Star Crazy?
I don't know. I'll look.
Oh, my God. Chris Crocker has a video from like 2007, 2008 maybe.
Where... I typed in Chris Crocker. Star Crazy, and it changed it to Stir Crazy, and then it came up with a video called Holding It Down.
Holding It Down for My Girls. He's got a bandage on his finger, very E.T., and he goes, I do hold it down for my girls. I'm crazy.
Star
Crazy. So every time we say Star Crazy, that's what we're referencing. I feel like we've said it for the past 8 years.
My foot fell asleep, so I think an alien came in and put it to rest.
Maybe.
When your body falls
maybe
asleep.
Maybe when a part of your body falls asleep, alien. It's an alien trying to
wait,
take
control.
Wait, what
did you say? Maybe when
When part of your body falls asleep, it's an invisible alien in the room trying to take control of your body and you becoming conscious of it entering. And you're like, wake up.
And you're like, get out.
Get out.
Speaking of getting out.
Or maybe.
Speaking of getting out.
Maybe an outie belly button is an alien trying to escape your body. Very.
I wish I had a neck slicer that I could throw at you right now.
Oh, my God.
Or big block letters and stuff.
Anything but a big block letter and
a big old K just floating around in the sun.
Oh, my God.
If Pluto can't be a planet, maybe that big block letter can.
Honestly. Okay, Corey, let me just set the scene. Think of the biggest block letter you can think of.
Okay, I got a big old K.
Bigger.
How big?
Bigger.
Why are you such a size queen?
No, think bigger. Does that not stress you out?
No.
Okay, well.
Is it time to go?
Yeah.
So make sure you follow me on Twitter. And if you think this podcast is out of this world,
oh my God.
Tweet us with hashtag
hey,
big old block letters in space.
No.
Hashtag.
No.
Get the biggest block letter you can and tweet it at Tyler.
Stop it. I'm not even. No. I gotta go. So good luck with your lives. If you go to space, don't die. Also, Venus is so hot.
Also,
download
you
Venus
meet
on
an alien,
iTunes.
Hashtag Galien, that sounds
hashtag
fun.
Galien. Send us your sassiest alien.
Take a picture of Tyler. Color his skin green. Make him a Galien.
Anyway, bye!